Welcome to the Semantic Mastery Podcast, where we answer SEO and marketing questions that help you increase revenue and save time. Be sure to visit semanticmastery.com/humpday, where we answer live questions every week at 4 p.m. Eastern. Just go to semanticmastery.com/humpday and put your SEO and marketing question onto the event page. First come, first serve. All right, let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 92 of the Semantic Mastery Podcast. I'm Adam Moody, and with me, as always, is Hernan Vasquez. How's it going, Hernan?
Hey, Adam. Hey, everyone. Good. It's really good to be here.
Good deal. I'm glad you're able to connect. I know you're having some technical difficulties, so we're going to keep this one short, just in case Hernan has to make an unexpected exit. So today's episode is going to be about automation, just a little insight into that. And I recently recorded a short video, well, recently being literally this morning, explaining some of the powers of that and why it's so important to start using automation in your business. And I'll look at this as kind of a three-part productivity topic, and this is one third of that. So the three parts are automation, delegation, and deletion in terms of what you can do with something. You can automate it, you can delegate it, or you can delete it. So we're going to focus just real quick on automation. And just to clear, Hernan, you use some sort of automation in your side of things and in your businesses and clients, correct?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But let me ask you something. Where are those, like, are you going to be talking about the additional stuff that you mentioned?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to, I'll probably be doing it through Semantic Mastery. And then I've mentioned it before. I have a site called the Productivity Academy. You can check out for more there. I don't have any formal training on this stuff, but it's something I'm going to be talking about. And so maybe down the road, if I put together some formal training on it, I'll put that up here on the podcast so people can check it out.
Okay, sounds good. And yeah, circling back to your questions, I do use a lot of automation, actually. I use Zapier, for example, for some leads that sign up for specific stuff to send, alerts via SMS, for example, which is pretty cool. I do use some, for example, people joining a Facebook group that then get put into a spreadsheet by a PA, and then the spreadsheet gets piped into the autoresponder, so that way I can follow up with them, and then the Facebook group becomes a lead magnet in and of itself. What else? Well, I use it a lot. I'm using it to automate payments or payment reminders for clients and whatnot. So yeah, I mean, automation is, it's making things easier, right? So you don't have to worry about that. You only need to invest the time and the money and the resources on setting up the process, and then automation takes over.
Definitely, and I mean, this goes way back, especially for Semantic Mastery, because certainly don't want to forget about IFTTT. And if you're not familiar with the Syndication Academy, you can just Google Syndication Academy and check that out. But it's a great way for sharing content. I bring that up because it's great for that, but you can also automate some business processes and some other things with IFTTT. So like I've got, for example, a really neat one that I like is just starred emails in my Gmail inbox go to my Todoist. So if something's really important in there, I hate working out of my email inbox, and I don't advise anybody to do it. But I know some systems revolve around that. I just don't understand why. But there are certain emails that I know I need to get to, and if they're that important, I just click on that star button and I don't have to read it, deal with it, and it goes into my Todoist and I can go check it out later. So anyways.
Nice. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a fun one, and that's IFTTT. So if you're not familiar with it, go check out IFTTT. It's a free sign up. And then Zapier is definitely another one. And then another one that I haven't had a chance to look at is Tray.io. And this is more of a enterprise solution. But they've got some really powerful capabilities, and you can do some more custom coding type of operations, although they do have kind of a drag and drop, anything with a REST, I believe. I don't know the term, is it REST or RESTful API, they can hook into. So some interesting stuff there. And I just want to reiterate, too, that a lot of this isn't about, you know, hey, I'm more productive, you know, yay, good deal. Nobody's going to throw you a friggin' party for that. But it frees up your time to do the things that are most important. So what I would highly advise, and what I would talked about earlier today, was once a week, sit down and look at, can you automate something? You know, what are you doing? There's something you're doing that could be automated. And then if it absolutely cannot be automated, you can delegate it or probably delete it. So you can do one of those three things. And going from there, now that you've reclaimed that time, another thing to do is to spend some time looking at what have you done in the past week that's been the most important. And then that's where you should be putting your time. And maybe by important, I mean, what's giving you the most results? And results are something you can define for yourself. Is it bringing in more revenue? Is it bringing in more clients? Is it spending more time with your family? Whatever that is. So those two kind of go hand in hand. Automate things and then put that freed up time back into your most productive areas.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, hopefully this is helpful. And if you ever have any questions, hop into the Semantic Mastery group and, you know, leave a question there. You know, automating and processes are definitely part of a business. Doesn't matter if you're doing SEO, if you're doing freelance work, if you're an agency, all of this stuff is really, really important. So I think that'll do it for this week, and we'll be back next week. Thanks, Hernan.
Thanks, Adam. Bye-bye.